Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Am I registered to vote?
Yeah.
No, not yet. No, I'm not registered to vote.
All right, no worries. And what year were you born in?
Huh?
And what year were you born in?
57.
1957, all right. I know it's a long way off. Mm-hmm. 1957?
67.
Oh, 67?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 67, thank you. So, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you not think you will vote?
50-50.
50-50, all right. So if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing our country as of right now?
I guess I would say health insurance.
Health insurance, all right. Health insurance, all right. So now thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, meaning 4 years ago, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I didn't vote for none of them.
For none of them, all right. So thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
I'm not sure who I'll be voting for.
All right, no worries. But kind of like if it were held today, who do you think you would lean towards voting? For like, would you lean?
There's a saying that we always say, the lesser evil.
All right.
Meaning the one that's going to do less damage in our society or our middle class age. So I don't know. I'll have to do my homework on that one.
Okay, no worries. So some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. So regardless of who you plan to vote for, could you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale of 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them. So the first one is Donald Trump.
Probably won't vote for him.
So would that be like a 0% then?
0%.
All right. And what about Joe Biden?
30%.
30%. All right. So thinking about the elections this November for Congress, if they were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate in your district or the Democrat candidate in your district?
Democrat.
All right. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Democrat.
All right. So who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Democrat.
All right. So would that be Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
All right. Now if you could please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. So the first one is, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, all right. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the U.S. for over 10 years.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
Somewhat agree.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the U.S. for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. All right. So now if you could please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following...
How long is this going to take? I thought you said a few questions.
It is a few questions. We're
You're
about...
already asking me like 20 questions.
Oh, all right.
I don't got time for this. I got to go to bed soon.
Are you sure? We're almost done. We're about 66% done with the survey.
No, I'm done. I you told me a few questions. You already asked me like 20-something questions.
All right. Well,
I'm good.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Bye.